أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وظللنا عليكم الغمام وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. In this ayat we had read previously that Allah Ta'ala had sent a cloud for the Bani Israel. They requested shade. They were in this open field for 40 years where there was no shade or anything, and the hot desert sun burned them, so they requested for shade. Allah sent a cloud, and a very special type of cloud, a more spiritual type of cloud, not the normal clouds, physical clouds which we see, for their shade. And Allah Ta'ala, when they requested also for food, Allah sent manna and salwa, which were the foods of Jannat, Allah sent that for them. And Allah Ta'ala told them, eat of this pure food that I have given you, and do not store it. I will give you every day fresh food. But that also they broke the law of Allah, and they used to store it, and whatever they stored, it used to go bad. And every day Allah gave them fresh food, but they were such a people that they transgressed, showed disobedience, and were unthankful in every way. With regard to all of this, Allah Ta'ala says now, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا اور انہوں نے ہمارا کچھ نقصان نہ کیا. And by transgressing, breaking the laws of Allah, being disobedient, being unthankful, they did not harm us in the least, but وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ بلکہ اپنا ہی نقصان کرتے رہے. But they were just harming themselves all the time. Yeah, a great lesson is taught to us, not only for the Bani Israel, that were the basis, but it is for all of us. Whenever we commit any sin, we are not harming Allah Ta'ala in the least, but Allah becomes displeased. But Allah is displeased in the sense that Allah's treatment with us now will be according to that. But Allah Himself, nothing affects Him. The whole world can disobey Allah. Allah is as He is. He doesn't, na'uzu billah, go in a depression. Nobody is listening to me. Everyone is breaking my law. So Allah goes into a depression or something like that. Nobody harms Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can harm Allah Ta'ala. Allah is free from infi'al. That is to be affected by any condition. All the world praises Allah. Allah won't become so happy that now He doesn't know what He's doing. And He will just do, and He will, because all are praising Him, all are obedient to Him, and now He will just go do anything for anyone. Allah is above all that. The whole world can displease Allah, disobey Allah Ta'ala. It won't bring that Allah Ta'ala now, na'uzu billah, goes into a depression or something. Allah is free, completely free from that. So we have to understand, whenever we break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, we will incur the displeasure. And may Allah protect us. The displeasure of Allah is very severe. And if it has to display and play out in the wrath of Allah, and Allah has to take us to task, we will be in such a condition that it will be a terrible condition upon us, and nobody will be able to help us. If Allah Ta'ala takes us to task, the world together cannot help us. So all our sinning is not harming Allah Ta'ala in the least, but that now Allah's respect is gone down, Allah's honor is gone down. People are not supporting Allah Ta'ala, na'uz billah. Allah is completely free of that. And for Allah's ibadat, the malaika are there continuously. And in any case, Allah is as He is, with all His grandeur and all His splendor, He is there all the time. But what Allah says, but when we do commit gunas, we are harming ourselves. That is the thing, that we are not harming anyone else but ourselves. Sometimes we feel also that the ulama are telling us but they are not practicing themselves. Our teachers tell us, but they not practicing. Our parents tell us, but they not practicing. So in other words, we are doing deen in order to please somebody. That is not going to help us in any way. Whatever we do, it harm. Anyone who does not practice is harming himself. And in this dunya, he harms himself. If we are eating the wrong things, we will be harming our health. If we are abusing substance, drugs, etc., we are harming ourselves. If we are not performing namaz, we are harming ourselves. Whatever wrong we do, we are harming ourselves in this dunya and in the akhirat. When we are practicing on deen, we are not doing any favor to anyone. If we accept, if people accept Islam, become 100% obedient of to Allah Ta'ala, it is no favor to anyone. Anyone who serves the deen of Allah, makes effort on people, it is not doing a favor on anyone. And it is just for himself. It does not increase the position of Allah. Allah, if it is done with sincerity and all the correct conditions and intentions, Allah becomes pleased and rewards that person. But it does not make Allah's position more higher. So whatever we do right is for our own good. As many places Allah Ta'ala says, who does good, it is for himself. And who does wrong, he is harming himself. So we have, this is a very important point, that whatever wrong we do, we are just harming ourselves. It isn't that we have to please anyone, or we have to go along with the tide or anything. Whatever wrong we do, it is harm to ourselves. And whatever good we do, it is for our own good. And it is, this both conditions are for this dunya's life also, and particularly and much more important for the life of the akhirah, which is our eternal and everlasting life. Dunya's life is very limited in quantity also, in quality also. And akhirah's life is unlimited in quantity also and in quality also. So we should always bear this in mind, that we do good and realize it is just for ourselves. And if we are doing wrong, disobeying, and Allah's deen which He gave us is not to make our lives difficult or hard, but it is to give us a pleasant life. If we obey that, it is for our good. If we disobey, it is to our own detriment and our own harm. May Allah give us the proper understanding and practice upon deen fully and properly, and that we realize that we are just doing it for our own good, not for anyone else, not for anyone else's good. If Allah gives good to other people on account of that, that is also the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. But everything is related to ourselves. Unfortunately, we forget ourselves, and we think that, for example, I'm serving deen and others are benefiting, or I'm doing wrong and there is nothing that will happen, it's just there's something wrong that I've done. But it has an effect on ourselves, and we ourselves are the focal point, and we have to think of doing all right and we benefit, all wrong we do, we harm ourselves. May Allah guide us to righteousness. وَأَخِذُ الْأَمَانَةَ